allowed to be a part of your life, a part of mine. And hopefully you come in ready to sing a song. Doesn't matter if you sing it on tune. Doesn't matter if your voice sounds as gravelly and rough as mine does today. All that matters is what you have within your heart.
Amen.
All that matters is the idea that, you know, somebody cared for me enough to send his only begotten son to die upon a cross. In my simple acceptance of that, allows those that have gone on before, allows them that we will see again one day, allows this old grave to have no sting, allows for those who walk out in the cemetery just to do a little viewing, because trust me, they're not out there. Dear Barbara, when I spoke to her in her kitchen there on right after the funeral, I said, "Barb, I want to know what happened. I told you about it last week. And the thing that moved me so much," she said, "Charlie, I know it was of God, and that Brother Rich was in the arms of Jesus before he ever hit that floor. I believe in a God that has overcome death. I believe in a God who has overcome all these things we have such worries about within our lives. I believe in a God that gathers people together in this great nation, churches all across this great nation. I believe that this is the strength, is the folks that have faith. I believe that our young people are going to do wonderful things in the future. This morning when I got up, I looked to the eastern sky. I was up early, far too early. Really, way too early. And it was still dark, and I didn't think I was going to be able to see the little sunrise because it's so cloudy. But I tell you what I did see. As I looked to the eastern part of the sky, I saw the clouds, and a few of them had a little pink showing. I knew that on the other side of those clouds there was a rising sun. And I thought about that day that they ran to that tomb and found it to be empty. I thought about how we base everything that we believe on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to read for you a scripture. You can keep playing, it doesn't bother me. In Luke, the 24th chapter, "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, all God's people. Amen.
Amen.
You look marvelous. You've got your... Don's the only one who spoke out over there. Do you notice like that? I was actually applying that to all of you, but Don, I'm glad you took it to mean you. I like that. Easter Sunday. What a thrill to be in God's house. In just a few moments, I'm gonna serve communion. This communion is a beautiful thing. It represents us thanking Jesus for what he did for us. It represents a small wafer which is broken, the body on the cross. It represents a small cup of juice, that blood that was shed. And by your partaking of this juice and this wafer, we say thank you to what Jesus did for us so many years ago. It's a story you've heard time and time again. You've been in service, you've heard sermons, you've been in Easter services quite often, I imagine. You hear so much. So much comes at you. So many things that, boy, I just don't know. I don't know. And then you have these events that go on every time we turn on a television, cut on the internet here, listen to our radio. We get frustrated sometimes with the events of life. We question, God, how can you let all this go on? But I know that I know that I know. No matter what happens, no matter what takes place in my life, whatever, what takes place in your life, I know where my faith stands. It stands in God. I get anxious. I get very anxious sometimes. I'm a little impatient, to say the least. I keep referring back to a small story that I try to remind to myself when I think about how impatient that I get from time to time. There's a family, Edward Shane, and no relation to Gay. Well, I don't think there's any relation to Gay Shane. She's got quite a large family, but they live on St. Paul's Island in the Bering Sea. And every now and then, they get a hankering for a pizza. I don't know what you're going to have for your Easter dinner today. Could be pizza. Could be something not quite so nice. But when they get a hankering for a pizza, they put the order in. And the Reeve Aleutian Airlines delivers. They charge them $23 plus the cost of the pizza. And they also let them know that it will arrive within 3 to 5 days. You gotta like pizza. And you got to look forward to having your pizza when you put the order in and wait 3 to 5 days to get it. But you know, that's how we are in our lives. We get anxious. We want things. We want answers. We want things to go smoothly. But God, in His wisdom, He is concerned about our condition in life. Much more so than our every care, our every comfort. I'll apologize. I've been a bit under the weather, and there is one thing I love about church folks. Matt, you're going to learn this the older you get. The one thing I love about church folks is when you have an illness, when you are under the weather, everyone that you talk to will have a prescription for you. They will tell you how to fix it. You need to take Zicam. You should have taken more vitamins before you got on to the plane. You need to take NyQuil. You need to take DayQuil. You need to take Alka-Seltzer Plus. You need to have chicken soup. Canned, homemade, all these things that you need. you need to take a little of this before you go to bed. Somebody even told me that you need to take Vicks Vapor Rub and rub it on the bottom of your feet and then put on heavy socks before you go to bed. Now, I will be honest, I was given that advice, and I personally did not choose to do that in case I did not make it through the night. I did not want to be found with Vicks Vapor Rub on the bottom of my feet and heavy socks in the bed. But there is one thing about church folks that I like, is they all become doctors as soon as I am sick. They're all are telling me what I need to do. I need to do more of this and less of this. They're all ready to go. This is going to work. It doesn't sound like it, but it's going to work. But there is one thing that I know. That I know that I know. We live in a world where there is sickness. And I'm not just talking about the physical type. We live in a world that suffers. We live in a world where people just don't know what it means to be loved. I asked Matt to sing that song this morning. He's probably tired of me asking him to sing the song, but it doesn't matter because I love the message in that song. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. That's why I am in his house. I believe that things are getting exciting, folks. All I hear about is, did you watch the mini series on the Bible? My answer, did it conflict with the NCAA basketball game? But I get excited about how many people are watching and learning about the Bible. I'm excited when I see young people that have finally realized from my generation, we older generations, that I tell you what, this thing about houses and cars and how you dressed, it's not all that it's cracked up to be, friends. It is what you have on the inside that counts, that makes a difference. And I believe our young people are seeing that. Down at the campgrounds, oh, so many young people. Boy, I even learned about the bunny that ate the eggs that were in the basket. Whatever, I didn't quite get all that Jessup's sharing this morning, but you know what? But I am learning. I am learning because I feel that there are young people willing to walk into God's house and feel like that's where they ought to be. I get tickled when I walk into church and little Brad runs up and gives me a hug. I'm excited about young people and the enthusiasm that they are going to have in their life for what they believe. Not a bunch of pomp, not the thing simply because out of habit and out of what we've ingrained. No. Because they want answers. They're going to look into the Bible themselves and find the answer. And God, through his Holy Spirit, is going to reveal himself to them. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I believe. And I believe what God is doing for us. I believe in warmth and tenderness and kindness. I believe in love when I was yet unlovable. And I believe in a Savior who would send his Son to die on a cross for me. And I believe that each and every one of you here today wants something from God. How does that begin? It begins by you thanking him for what he did for you. That's where it begins. So in just a moment, we're going to have the deacons come up. We're going to ask you to be ever so quiet. And This is my favorite time on Easter. I get to serve communion. We thank you for being here today. There's a lot of people that I want to yell at before you leave because I haven't seen you in quite a while. Now, that's a good thing. These folks are from Hawaii, and I was hoping they were coming here from Hawaii and bringing nice weather, but they're not. They're here already. But I'm just thrilled that you've taken your time out this Sunday morning to celebrate a risen Savior. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have opened your word. We have read the great story about the empty tomb. God, we've heard your word in song. We've shared the great hymns of the church. And Heavenly Father, we felt your Spirit lead us, guide us, direct us. We feel the love that you have for us within this place. Now, Heavenly Father, allow us to take time to say thank you to you. And Heavenly Father, if there be one that doesn't quite understand what I'm talking about and doesn't fully understand this concept of, oh, a Heavenly Father that would send his Son to die upon a cross, then let them at this time look within their hearts and simply say, Jesus, come in and live within me. And then I'm going to partake of this communion to say thank you for what you did. Bless the wafer. Bless the cup of juice. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said,